medications and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication. With a new location now open in Fredericksburg.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a zero-res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Bill. College Park, Baltimore Avenue between Amherst Road and Guilford Road. We have ongoing police activity blocking all lanes. This traffic report sponsored by Spot Hero. 270 southbound just before 121. We're dealing with a truck fire. It's on the shoulder, but be careful nonetheless. Police are there. Route 100 westbound at 97. There's an accident reported. And in Manassas, Dumfries Road at Goodwin Drive. Police are on the scene of a crash. New York Avenue inbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the tunnel. About an 8-minute trip. 66 eastbound from the Beltway to the Roosevelt Bridge. A 12-minute trip. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway headed south between 198 and the Beltway. About 11 or 12 minutes of travel time. As for mass transit, the Silver Line trains are operating between Wheelie Reston East and Boston because of maintenance. Use the orange or blue lines to continue the trip, and the orange and blue lines trains are single tracking between Boggy Bottom and Clarendon, running every 24 minutes. And right now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers around with an overcast sky. Some of those showers scoot through this morning and a few possible this afternoon, 52. Tonight, we'll drop into the upper 40s. Tomorrow, mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Staging, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 39 in Burke, 37 in Greenbelt, 40 degrees in Washington. Some dog food is being recalled for possible contamination by a euthanasia drug. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Buell Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
And good morning. Dan Mann is in for Vincent Mary right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. It is indeed Mornings on the Mall for your President's Day. One of the topics of conversation, of course, that we have been having over the past several days is how could this happen? Yet another school shooting in Parkland, Florida. And really, when you look at the case of Nicholas Cruz, you have to look back over what's been happening in his life over the past many years. And we all know the story at this point now. Clearly, at least to me, this is a kid, now an adult, of course, who had some mental health issues. His father, he was adopted. His adopted father died a while back. And his mother just died back in November from pneumonia. And he went to go live with a couple in Florida. Now they're speaking out about this kid, this monster that was in their home. And, of course, what they're saying now is that they had absolutely no idea this was coming. They've given an interview now to the South Florida Sun Sentinel. And they're trying to figure out how in the world they missed the danger that he posed. Kimberly is 49 years old. She's the mother in this case, a neonatal intensive care nurse. And James Sneed is a military intelligence analyst who didn't see this coming. And so they agreed to allow the 19-year-old to live in their Parkland home after their son, a friend to Cruz, said, hey, can my friend come live with us? He's going through a very hard time. And they said, well, okay. And so Cruz's new home at the Sneed residence, according to the story, came just days after his adoptive mother, Linda Cruz, passed away from pneumonia back on November 1st. And they have given this interview now. And while speaking with the South Florida Sun Sentinel, they describe Kimberly as wearied. And she says that we had this monster living under our roof and we didn't even know. Her husband, James, added everything everybody seems to know. We did not know. It's as simple as that. And think about that. Think about the fact, and this is no offense to James Sneed, this military intelligence analyst, but this is a guy who is a military intelligence analyst, and he didn't see this coming. But as we all now know, the faculty, the administration, and also his classmates there at the high school all knew that this guy Cruz was about to snap. The FBI, as we all know, was notified twice. They missed clear clues. And the president is now going after the FBI. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But they're looking back now at all of these various things that everybody else seemed to know, and they did not know. And they're trying to figure out how this young man was living under their roof, so incredibly disturbed, and they didn't see it coming. They just completely missed everything. And perhaps there's a part of them that feels somewhat responsible for this. The couple told the local newspaper in a sit-down interview they knew Cruz had been extremely depressed after the death of his last living guardian, Linda, and that's to be expected. They said that he was noticeably immature, but seemed to be growing happier after moving into their new home. They do say that he had unusual eating habits and at times would place cookies inside steak and cheese sandwiches, which is odd. The family who had pets in their home claimed that there were no signs of animal cruelty, despite a whole bunch of claims by neighbors who revealed disturbing details about Cruz's treatment towards animals. We also know that on his social media, there were disturbing pictures, apparently, of dead animals. The couple admitted they allowed a quote-unquote gun-obsessed teenager, this guy Cruz, to keep an AR-15 rifle in their home, but they're also avid about gun safety. They made him keep a locking safe, and they kept the gun inside the safe, but he did indeed have the key. Now, inside the safe, they say there were other various guns as well as knives. The pair instructed Cruz to ask for permission before unlocking the safe, which they claimed to the Sentinel he did twice since moving in. Now, Kimberly, the mom, she kept asking this guy to go to therapy sessions after the passing of his adoptive mother. And she says that they did go to a couple of different sessions together, but really, there was no indication that he had any unusual behavior other than the fact that he was depressed. The parents reportedly asked Cruz if he needed a ride to school on that fateful morning of February 14th. When he declined, he said that he didn't even need to go to a school on Valentine's Day, and they asked him a couple of different times. Bottom line is he said, no, I'm not going to school. And then they started hearing about the shooting. And the Sneeds recalled receiving the quote-unquote panic-stricken phone call from Cruz himself about 2:30 that day, shortly after the shooting. And he informed them about a shooting at the high school, and James, the father, told him to walk to a nearby Walmart and that he was on his way to pick him up. So James is on his way to pick up Nicholas Cruz, his kid, I keep calling him a kid, but he's a young adult, staying in their home. And he's on his way to pick him up when he received what he calls a troubling phone call from a SWAT officer inquiring about Cruz's whereabouts. And that's when James realized there was far more to this story. So he phoned the officer back and ordered the police and asked them to rush to their home to check on his wife because he was worried that Cruz may have turned the gun on his wife. Now, luckily, the wife, as we all know, was okay. But he said, I need a police presence at my house right now and make sure that my wife is okay. He says that he was fearing for her life. Shortly after Kimberly answered the door, officers ordered her to put her hands up. Police raided the home while Kimberly feared the worst. And they did find out that the worst was indeed true and that he had killed. Eventually, we found out 17 people, 14 kids and 3 adults. Cruz was taken into custody by the family by the time Kimberly and James saw him for the first time since the massacre. And one of the things that they said was that he looked absolutely and completely lost when they saw him in custody. And James, the father, said that Cruz said that he was sorry and that he apologized. And they say that that was the last time that they saw him. And so there is going to be a lot to talk about in the months ahead, because it seems to me, it looks like now the president is going to start leading the effort, perhaps, on federal gun background checks. As a matter of fact, the headline this morning from Fox News is that the president is saying on this President's Day that he is backing efforts to improve those federal gun background checks, and perhaps the president will lead a bipartisan effort to get that done. We'll have to see. There's a lot to talk about regarding guns and also mental health in this country, and that conversation will continue. Dan Mandison for Vince and Mary right here on WMAL. We do traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. First on the 5s from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, it's Art Andrews.
Good morning, Dan. Thank you. In College Park, Baltimore Avenue between Amherst Road and Guilford Road closed because of ongoing police activity. A truck fire in Clarksburg, 270 southbound just before 121, and Route 100 westbound in Glen Burnie at 97. Watch out for a crash. Police have pushed it over to the right shoulder. And in Manassas, Dumfries Road at Goodwin Drive, a crash with police on the scene there. As for mass transit, the yellow line operating between Huntington and Mount Vernon only, so you may want to use the green line to continue the trip. The green line between Fort Totten and the PG Plaza. Trains are single tracking and running every 15 minutes. All of this because of maintenance. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Simply download the free Spot Hero app and reserve the closest spot to your destination in advance. You'll save time and get everywhere much easier. Take $10 off your first spot with promo code DISTRICT. That's promo code DISTRICT. And now, the 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Yeah, today we're looking at showers and a high of 52. Tonight, clouds and about 49 degrees for your low. And right now, it's 40 degrees in our nation's capital.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
And good morning, Dan Mandison for Vince and Mary. It's 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. It is Mornings on the Mall. I've got to tell you, when I saw this headline, I thought America has finally lost its mind. White parents are worrying about letting their kids wear Black Panther masks. It's all about, yes, you guessed it, cultural appropriation. Now, we know the Black Panther, the movie, is out this weekend, and I guess it is shattering all kinds of records. And, you know, a lot of folks are very excited, the fact that this is a superhero. And just for the record, I'm not into the superhero thing. However, it's a big deal because it's a Black superhero. Of course, the Black Panther. And so now they have all of the usual gear for this particular movie, and I guess they also have Black Panther masks. And so, indeed, white parents, according to a couple of different outlets now, have been left wondering about how to approach the subject of race. Now, I'm a parent, my kids are older, but I would say if I had small kids, hey, this is great. We now have some diversity among superheroes. You know, we had Wonder Woman last year. We have Black Panther this year. While parents are still trying to make sure that they are not culturally appropriating when they take their kids to see Black Panther this weekend, especially if those kids want to dress up like the main character, the Black Panther. Now, I saw that and I thought, this, to me anyway, is way overthinking this. Some parents are worried that allowing their kids to wear the Black Panther masks or costumes could be considered cultural appropriation or even blackface. Now, what's funny about this is you would think that the producers of the movie and in the movie production company, whatever it is, they would want anybody, regardless of race or skin color, whatever it is, to buy the products because that furthers the brand. That's what's so funny about this. In a New York Times op-ed published on Tuesday, one author, Kwame Opam, pointed out that many parents are trying to toe the line to make sure they are not being accused of being racially insensitive. Now, I'll be honest with you. I'm a talk show host. I talk for a living. I can't imagine living my life worried about being accused of being racially insensitive. But the article says that many parents are split on how Black Panther's blackness should figure into their children's relationship with the character. It is really, I would say it's really kind of funny when you look at all of this and you look at how people are apparently worried about it. I don't understand why, But they say that after speaking to many experts, the overwhelming conclusion remains the same. Kids of all races obviously are welcome and even encouraged to dress up like the Black Panther. Guy says, just like our kid who's not white dresses up like Captain America, because the author of this story is indeed black, the guy who does the op-ed. He says, our kid who's not white dresses up like Captain America. He says, I think the beautiful thing about comics is they do transcend race in a lot of ways. He says, you want that white kid to be able to think that he can dress up in a Black Panther costume, because to that kid, there is no difference between Captain America and the Black Panther. You know, I think it's more, you know, again, this story is all about the parents. And the parents' hand-wringing is what's causing all of these problems. Associate professor at Texas Women's University, she says that white people should not ignore the element of race when talking about it to their children. She says that white people have the privilege, oh, Lord, of not constantly being reminded of their race in the United States. Now, that's an interesting statement. White people have the privilege of not constantly being reminded of their race in the United States. I don't know what world and what nation she's living in, this Bridget Vitra, but white people are constantly being reminded of their race here in the United States because of white privilege and all this other stuff that I frankly don't buy into. But anyway, she says white is the majority, whereas a black person, you are not the majority. And it goes on and on. It's the same old kind of stuff. Bottom line is people are seeing Black Panther left and right. And from what I understand, it is a very good movie. Dan in for Vincent Mary on WMAL.
Alban Cat, your local Caterpillar dealer specializing in earth-moving equipment since 1927, wants to offer a custom solution just for you. To find out what best fits your needs, visit their showroom on Hornbaker Road in Manassas or digwithcat.com. Dealer territory restrictions may apply.
If you missed it, here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxell.
It feels like it was smooth sailing to retirement, but when the market moved on us, when it kind of just shifted underneath our feet right there in the first 10 days of February, it was a little bit humbling. And it felt like, well, maybe it was just a reminder of maybe the road won't be so smooth to get to the finish line.
Catch Winter at a new time, Saturdays at noon here on WMAL or online at wintertroxel.com.
You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. If you don't buy your windows from Thompson Creek, chances are that you will pay a middleman markup that increases the price without adding value. This is Mary Walter with some important information for you. When you think about replacement windows, think about all the costs in a typical supply chain. There are a lot of middleman markups that go into the price you pay. If you go through a typical contractor, you pay the manufacturer markup, shipping costs to the building supply company, the building supply company markup, the sales commission for the building supply company, sales rep, the dealer markup, the sales commission for the dealer sales rep, and the installation crew. That's a lot of markups all rolled into your price. Well, Thompson Creek is different because they do it all. They design, build, and install their own windows, which are built locally in the Thompson Creek factory. Buy factory direct and save. Call 855-57-CREEK now to eliminate the middleman and save 40%. Buy one window and get one 40% off. See thompsoncreek.com for details.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these individuals a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family, and we strive to make our most fearful patients feel completely comfortable, whether it's taking a small pill to feel relaxed or sleeping through the entire procedure. McMillan Sedation Dentistry services range from comprehensive and cosmetic dentistry to teeth in a day. Whether it's a single tooth or full mouth reconstruction, these implants are the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. We can also tailor a treatment plan to fit your schedule and financial considerations. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
People make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter. One click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Check out La Quinta Inns & Suites President's Sale and save up to 15%. Book your travel by February 25th and save your hard-earned George Washington dollar bills. One-day advance booking required. For details, go to LQ.com.
625, we do traffic and weather together every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, it's Art Andrews.
All right, Dan, thank you very much. In Glen Burnie, Route 100 westbound at 97, we have an accident. It is on the right shoulder. This traffic report sponsored by A-plus service experts. In College Park, still ongoing problems on Baltimore Avenue between Amherst Road and Guilford Road. Police activity has all lanes blocked. 270 southbound, just before 121, a truck fire on the shoulder. The beltway in both directions at Route 7 in Leesburg, a car fire. Two left lanes are blocked. Police, and of course, the fire department there. An accident in Manassas, Dumfries Road at Goodwin Drive. Police are there too. Mass Transit, the Red Line. Buses are replacing trains on the Red Line between Wheaton and Glenmont. Glenmont Station, as a matter of fact, is closed. And the Orange and Blue Lines, trains are single tracking between Foggy Bottom and Clarendon, running every 24 minutes. Give yourself peace of mind this season and call A-plus service experts to get a $50 off furnace precision tune-up. Call 866-EXPERTS or visit A-plus-HVAC.com. Pricing valid for ACS, gas, or electric furnaces or heat pumps. See website for licensing details. And now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers around with an overcast sky. Some of those showers scooted through this morning and a few possible this afternoon. 52 tonight. We'll drop into the upper 40s tomorrow, mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel WMAL.
And right now it is 40 degrees in our nation's capital. Good morning to you, Dan Mandis, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. It is Mornings on the Mall in for Vince and Mary. Well, it would appear that the students across America may be getting ready for some school walkouts if they try and lead the way against gun violence. Here's the story. This is from CNN. School walkouts are planned across the U.S. to protest gun violence after what happened in Florida. The Women's March, an organization that advocates for policy and legislation change on human rights issues. They have now announced a 17-minute walkout for March 14th to protest Congress's, as they say, inaction on gun control. More on that later on this hour. By the way, they say that this protest will happen 1 month after the deadly shooting on February 14th. And also, they talk about another walkout that's going to be the Network for Public Education, or NPE. They're an advocacy group for public schools, also announcing a walkout for April 20th at 10 a.m. They say that the Women's March tweet saying it's calling on all students, teachers, and allies to take part in the movement to let lawmakers know they have had enough with gun violence. That walkout will happen at 10 o'clock in the morning. And the National School Walkout, the Twitter page created by NPE after the shooting on Valentine's Day, went viral with its own post about a walkout on April 20th. And so that date, in case you don't remember, was chosen because it was the 19th anniversary of the Columbine High School shooting in Colorado. So, of course, we do know that there's going to be a lot of talk about gun control. And again, we'll talk about that a little bit later on this hour. But also, they have got to also talk about mental health. And we will visit that issue as well in the hours ahead. Dan, in for Vince and Mary on WMAL.
It's official. Newsmax TV is America's fastest-growing cable news channel. More than 50 million U.S. homes get Newsmax TV for the real news on the Trump revolution, with smart analysis from Mike Reagan, Alan Dershowitz, David Horowitz, Bernie Kerik, Nancy Brinker, and the best conservative minds in America. Tune into Newsmax TV now on Dish 216, DirecTV 349, UVerse 1220, and Fios 615. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your cable operator today. Tell them you want Newsmax TV. We'll be right back.
Meet Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services.
I take as much ownership as I can in all areas of my life. And I think that translates to our finances, too, and to our clients and those listening to the show. Be accountable. Take extreme ownership when it comes to your retirement, your finances. Meet with a financial professional. Review your statements and investments often. And be proactive.
Join them Saturday afternoon at 4 here on WMAL. And visit RetirementKeyRadio.com.
Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Dan in for Vince and Mary. Coming up, well, it sounds like the Republicans are going after Nancy Pelosi in the midterm elections and a whole lot more straight ahead. It's Mornings on the Mall.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. 17 teenagers from the Washington area plan to participate in a demonstration outside the White House today. They plan to lie down on the ground, symbolizing the 17 lives lost in the Florida school shootings last week. And they say they will lie down for 3 minutes. That, they say, will symbolize how long it took shooter Nicholas Cruz to buy his AR-15. Teenagers, many of them too young to vote, are taking the lead in protests and demonstrations after last week's Florida shootings to demand tougher gun laws.
Students and teachers across the country are being encouraged by Women's March organizers to walk out of schools on March 14th to protest gun violence. That date will mark a month since the shooting at Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, that left 17 people dead. In the days following the shooting, anger began to grow as it was learned that there were plenty of warning signs that the shooter, Nicholas Cruz, could carry out a violent act. I'm Clayton Neville.
Authorities in Stafford and Spotsylvania counties are investigating an online threat over the weekend against two Northern Virginia middle schools. Now, there is no school today in Stafford County due to the President's Day holiday, but in Spotsylvania County, the school system says there will be classes today, and there will be extra police on hand. A major construction project begins today at Reagan National Airport.
Construction crews at the airport are engaged in preparatory activities that will eventually culminate in the construction of two 50,000 square foot security checkpoints above the roadway in front of Terminal BC.
Spokesman Rob Yingling says the work will have an impact on traffic in the area, even though most of the actual construction will take place at night. Checking your money, then, the markets are closed today. The Dow opens tomorrow at 25,219, the NASDAQ at 72,39. Sports sponsored by Timeshare Exit Team. Victory goes to Team LeBron at the NBA All-Star Game. College basketball, a second straight loss for the Maryland women. NHL, the Caps are in Buffalo this afternoon, and Austin Dillon wins the Daytona 500. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
If timeshare fees have you buried, get out. Call Timeshare Exit Team at 844-981-EXIT, 844-981-EXIT, or visit timeshareexitteam.com. That's 844-981-EXIT or timeshareexitteam.com.
Are you missing teeth? Maybe they're damaged. You know, that can keep you obviously from eating the foods you love. It affects your job. It affects your relationships. Every aspect of your life. Hey, this is Vince Colonnais. Do what I did and trust your smile to Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling. You know, it doesn't really matter how long it's been since you've seen a dentist. The Cascade Center for Dental Health's excellent staff creates a warm, no criticism, no judgment environment. What sets Cascades apart? Experience. The surgeons at the Cascade Center are first class when it comes to the most complex of dental cases. In fact, Dr. Ruparelia is one of the most highly trained and experienced full-mouth dental implant surgeons in the D.C. area. Why would you go anywhere else? Cascades can perform your procedure in one office with one doctor, in many cases in just one day, saving you both time and money. You owe it to yourself to see Cascades' many success stories at CascadesDental.com. Call 866-25-SLEEP. That's 866-25-SLEEP.
He went to Wendy's and got
two junior bacon cheeseburgers, a medium fry. Then I got this $250 ticket on top of it.
Seven on Your Side investigates why DC's issued more than $200,000 in tickets at one local Wendy's. Fast food ticket trap. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 5. Get your cup of go in the morning with ABC 7's Good Morning Washington.
Having more breaking news for you in DC. Two
news from overnight. Alerts to plan ahead. Plus your traffic and weather to go.
The temperatures right now starting off in the 20s.
Get up and go with ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. Tomorrow.
Different people need to get around differently. That's why we created Free to Ride, for people just like you, or the ones you love and care for. Whether you need a ride to the doctor or pharmacy, need to get to school or the office, or just like to pick up some coffee and enjoy a day out and about, Reach A Ride has the transportation information that'll get you there. You can reach a ride at reacharide.org. Easily find transportation choices for D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. Have specific needs or need a little extra help? No worries. Reach A Ride can tell you about options in public transportation, curb-to-curb service, private or wheelchair-accessible taxi, and more. Get where you want to with Reach A Ride. Relax and ride with a click or call. Visit reacharide.org or call 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE or 1-855-732-2427 from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Estamos en español también. reacharide.org.
Hey, this is Eric Stewart of Long & Foster, your local real estate expert and the host of the Eric Stewart Show's Sunday mornings here on WMAL. Sellers ask me often why I hate open houses, and I tell them that open houses attract three groups: neighbors, suspects, and maybe a prospect or two. So why do them? 45% of my homes sell in 8 days or less, and for top dollar. Why? I've created a proven system for selling houses fast and for the most money. Find out all about it at ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill, thank you very much. Route 100 westbound at 97. We're dealing with an accident, albeit on the right shoulder. In College Park, Baltimore Avenue closed down between Amherst Road and Guilford Road by ongoing police activity. It's a blockade situation, we are told. A car fire, the outer loop of the Beltway at Leesburg Pike, Route 7. The left lane is blocked. Police and the fire department on the scene. In Hyattsville, the inner loop approaching Central Avenue, there's a crash blocking the right lane. And the outer loop before 66, a crash. The left lane is blocked. Three vehicles are involved. As far as mass transit is concerned, the yellow line operating between Huntington and Mount Vernon only, so you may want to use the green line if you want to continue the trip. The green line between Fort Totten and the PG Plaza, trains are single tracking because of maintenance, and they're running every 15 minutes. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Seeing a few showers around, some of those showers coming down as we head through this morning. Well, as we get into the afternoon, still a chance of showers, 52. Tonight, 49. The average low is 32. Tomorrow, clouds give way to sunshine, 74, mid-70s on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 39 in Vienna, 38 in Rockville, 41 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
And good morning, Dan Madison for Vince and Mary. It is 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Mornings on the Mall, President's Day. Hope you're having a great one so far. And good morning from all of us at WMAL. Well, the Republicans are going to use Nancy Pelosi against vulnerable Democrats in the midterm elections. As a matter of fact, they've even produced kind of what I would say is a very effective commercial. Now, we all know Nancy Pelosi. We all know that she is somebody, at least for Republicans and, quite frankly, for a lot of Democrats, she's somebody who is a polarizing figure on both sides of the aisle. She is somebody, for example, who the Republicans absolutely like to use and hold her up as really the standard bearer for the Democrats. And there's a lot of moderate Democrats who don't like Nancy Pelosi. And then you have the folks who are all the way on the left, the liberals. They're really upset with Nancy Pelosi because she is not on the impeach Trump bandwagon. And so for Nancy Pelosi, there is a lot of folks who are now saying that she may no longer be the minority leader in the House. That the Democrats, even as soon as before the midterm elections, may try to make a move to remove her because they feel like she is bad for the brand. But for the Republicans, now what they're going to do is they are going to use Pelosi against vulnerable Democrats in the midterm elections. As a matter of fact, they've produced now a political ad from the Senate Leadership Fund, which is a PAC linked to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, slamming Joe Manchin, this Democrat in West Virginia, by showing images of him with Nancy Pelosi. This is all according to the Wall Street Journal. And the title in and of itself is called Thanks, Nancy. And here is part of that commercial.
It's not even surprised. It's like laughable. It's like,
it's that's laughable. Bad.
It's laughable, yeah. And it's scary.
But it's also scary.
Right,
because
right.
I shouldn't be numb to your racist
Right.
I shouldn't be numb to your behavior.
Well, yeah,
I was
looking for
commentary like
five.
Must they run their mouths like that? Unfortunately, a lot of kids and some adults take these ignorant comments seriously. Look, there might be a cautionary lesson in LeBron for kids. This is what happens when you attempt to leave high school a year early to join the NBA. And it's always unwise to seek political advice from someone who gets paid $100 million a year to bounce a ball.
Yeah, and that is, of course, some audio of Laura Ingraham. Really interesting story, as she is battling a couple of basketball players regarding racism in America. And we'll talk about that here in the next couple of segments. But, yeah, as it relates to Nancy Pelosi and the Republicans, you know, the Republicans, they've long painted Pelosi as the flag bearer of the party. One of the things, though, that's really interesting is it seems to me like, because of a number of different issues, including especially lately, illegal immigration. You know, there have been a number of different outlets that have said that this blue wave that we've been expecting over the midterm elections, that you might want to just put the brakes on that. That the Republicans just might not be in as much trouble as some people, anyway, are saying, because what we've been hearing really ever since President Trump was even voted into office is that it was going to be all about the midterm elections. It was going to be all about the Republicans losing seats in the, of course, in the House and the Senate. And it's been the mainstream media that has really been leading the charge. But again, now, because the president, let's face it, he's had some successes. And so you have not only the Democrats, but also some very anti-Trump Republicans. They're not exactly sure how to play this, because you have an economy that's doing well. You have millions of Americans who are getting more money in their paychecks thanks to tax reform. They've got, of course, a deregulation as well that is also helping a lot of businesses. And so you have a situation where, when the economy is doing well, could the president make it, and could the Republicans make it in the midterm elections and keep both the House and the Senate? And could the president be reelected to another term in 2020? Again, we have all these folks that have been saying that the Democrats are going to take over the House of Representatives and all these other things. But when you look at the successes of the president, he's got a lot. You could also talk about ISIS. You can talk about the battle against radical Islamic terrorism. Now, right now, one of the big conversations regarding illegal immigration, we know that the president really turned the Democrats on their ear when he offered essentially amnesty or a pathway to citizenship for 1.8 million dreamers. Now, that's the headline. So if you're a Democrat, well, they've always been the party for the illegal immigrants. But now it's the president with the headline and the Republicans with the headline of wanting to essentially grant amnesty to the dreamers. And all they want in return, of course, as we all know, is, oh, I don't know, $25 billion for border wall and an end to chain migration and an end to the visa lottery. But the Democrats and the Republicans in Congress, in the Senate, could not get anything done. And so for the president, this might be ample opportunity for him to say, look, I'm trying to get things done, but the swamp is not allowing me to get it done. And, of course, that conversation will continue. My name is Dan Mandis on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. You have savings and investments, and you're working hard to save for retirement. Here's good news. Investing doesn't have to be right or wrong, do it or not predicament. And most importantly, you don't have to go it alone. At Edelman Financial, we can help. What are your goals? Are you saving for retirement, second home, college for a child or grandchild? You need to set goals because they determine how you should invest. At Edelman Financial Services, we can help you set those goals and give you a plan to help you achieve them. We've been doing this for more than 30 years for thousands of people just like you, and we've got the experience you need. We have 6 offices throughout Maryland and Northern Virginia, so talk with us, or you can even get our investment management services online. Just visit rickedelman.com, that's ricedelman.com, or call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888 Plan Rec.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Hey, Larry O'Connor here to tell you how to do it the right way. Don't just call any real estate agent. No, you can call one of the very best that's top-ranked and proven. Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie have over 5,300 highly qualified home buyers looking to buy homes in the D.C. area. This is how they're able to sell homes fast and for top dollar. As a matter of fact, Sarah and Debbie sell homes on average 3 times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. Get this, Sarah and Debbie sold Walter and Paula's home for $15,000 over the asking price. Needless to say, they were impressed with the outcome. If Sarah and Debbie don't sell your home, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed. Do it the right way and call Sarah or Debbie direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
6:45 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Mornings on the Mall. Dan in for Vincent Mary. We do traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. First on the fives from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. It's Art Andrews.
All right, Dan. Thank you very much. Boy, is the outer loop of the Beltway jammed up in the last few minutes. Very slow from the American Legion Bridge to 66. It's a 15-minute trip. That's about twice the normal travel time. The outer loop at Leesburg Pike. We're dealing with a car fire still. It's still blocking the left lane. Police and the fire department on the scene, but the good news is the cleanup is now in progress. As for Baltimore Avenue and College Park, still closed between Amherst Road and Guilford Road because of ongoing police activity, and Wisconsin Avenue southbound between Elm Street and Bethesda Avenue, ongoing construction blocking the right lane. As for mass transit, trains are operating on the Silver Line between Wheelie Reston East and Boston only. Use the orange or blue lines to continue the trip. Now, the 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Weather Channel forecast.
Day in the gray sky and a few showers in our forecast for this morning. We'll continue to see that chance of showers this afternoon, 52. Tonight becoming cloudy, 49. Tomorrow, very mild air, partly sunny, 74. Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine and highs in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Yeah, right now it is 41 degrees in our nation's capital. Good morning, Dan Mandison for Vincent Mary. It's Mornings on the Mall. Sitting here talking about this supposed blue wave that we're supposed to see in November, where you were supposed to have all these Democrats who are going to be taking over Republican seats in, of course, the Senate and the House of Representatives. You got a lot of publications that are saying, hold on now, it's just not so fast. And we're talking about how Republicans are planning to use Nancy Pelosi against vulnerable Democrats in the midterm elections. And I think one of the things that the Democrats are going to have a problem with is this. I was having dinner with a friend of mine just a couple of days ago. And along with him was his 18-year-old daughter. Now, she is not political in any way, shape, or form. Now, she does know who the president is, obviously, but she couldn't tell you who the vice president was, for example. Now, this is what I like to refer to as somebody with a blank slate. Somebody who has absolutely no real political leanings one way or the other. Again, just very non-political. But one of the things that she said was, you know, I don't know what it is that President Trump did, but people at work seem to be really giddy. She's a bank teller. And she said people at work, she's like 18, just a kid. And she talked about how people at work were really giddy because the president, as she described it, the president did something and gave the bank a lot of money. And so because of that, and I'm kind of putting that in quotation marks, we know that the president has done a number of things, including deregulation. We also know that he has brought the corporate tax rate down from 35 to 21% and a whole bunch of other things. And so we know that banks across America and businesses across America announced bonuses and also announced raises for people who are not necessarily making a whole lot of money. We're talking about lower class, lower middle class, and so forth. And so this is what I mean when I say that the Democrats are going to have a problem in the midterm elections, because reality doesn't match their narrative. And so as I'm sitting here and I'm talking to this blank slate of a human being politically, she talked about how her work gave her a $1,000 bonus. And they also talked about, she also talked about how her wage went from $12 to $15 an hour. She's a bank teller. And I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. This was the first time that I had met someone who had been directly impacted by what the president has been doing. Now, you may find that astonishing because there are millions of Americans who have been impacted. But this really was the first time. I mean, I work in radio, so my sphere of friends and coworkers, we haven't really seen much of an impact ourselves. But in other industries, we know that they have seen some benefits. And so for this one particular girl, she was so incredibly excited. She talked about how she was able to buy a car. She talked about how because her wage has now gone from $12 to $15 an hour, she also talked about how, guess what? She's going to be able to move out of her house. And she's going to be able to rent her first apartment with some friends. And so for her, there was real life benefits from what the president had done. And it was, to be perfectly honest with you, it was amazing to behold. Because I had the opportunity to talk about the benefits, frankly, of conservatism. And she said the following, and I'm going to kind of paraphrase this, but she basically said, you know, I had always heard from the people that I worked with that the president was kind of a jerk and all of these other things. But she said, it seems to me that what he's doing has been incredibly helpful to a lot of people. And she was absolutely right. My name is Dan Mandis, in for Vincent Mary on WMAL.
When my mom had her health crisis, I learned how important it is to have accessible medical records. That sparked my passion for health informatics. UMUC's program is one of the few accredited by a leading health informatics commission.
Give your career a healthy boost at University of Maryland University College. We offer more than 90 degrees, certificates, and specializations, many in high-demand fields like health informatics administration, nursing for registered nurses, gerontology and aging services, psychology, and more. Learn the skills you can apply right away from a respected public state university with scholarships and financing options for those who qualify and no GRE or GMAT required.
Now I'm teaching nurses and doctors to keep medical records safe.
UMUC helps you reduce your out-of-pocket costs by replacing undergrad and graduate textbooks with no-cost electronic resources, including electronic textbooks, interactive exercises, and more, all immediately available through your online classroom. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Tom, what do you like best about this job?
I like to see the look on people's faces when they see the difference we made.
Describe that difference.
We make places feel big
and clean.
We give people a fresh start,
a do-over,
a brand new day
with birds singing and everything.
And what do we say to people?
All you have to do is point.
Whatever you're pointing at will disappear.
And what happens after it disappears?
We recycle the recyclables
and donate the donatables
so planet Earth stays happy and healthy.
I love planet Earth.
Me too. It's my favorite planet.
So they point, junk disappears, and we do the right things with it.
Right. Very right.
And when do we do all this?
We come when it's convenient for you. We work until midnight, 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Hey, my name's Brant. You ever make a change and then wonder, why didn't I do this a long time ago? That's what's happening for thousands of people with regard to their health care. They're joining MediShare and then they're wondering, why didn't I already do this? For most members, it costs less than half what they were paying for their old health plan. There's a huge provider network, too. You can customize your plan and, this is awesome, MediShare members can go online with a doctor 24/7. So if you need a prescription for the flu or something, it's so convenient for you and your family. So yeah, this is one of those why did I wait on this things. And if you don't love your current health plan, you're not stuck with it. You can join MediShare anytime. By the way, to give you an idea, the typical savings for a family, about $500 a month. It just makes so much sense. Check it out. They're super easy to talk to. Call 866-88 Bible. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
Are you planning to buy a home, or are you already a homeowner looking to benefit from rising home values with some cash in your pocket before the Fed raises rates again? This is Chris Plant, and my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial are the mortgage professionals that I recommend. You've heard Mark on this radio station for years, but let me tell you myself why you should call him today. Mark and his team are mortgage experts committed to providing personalized service with the best pricing and products. If that's important to you, call Cornerstone First Financial today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. If stability, consistency, and unmatched integrity are important to you, then take my advice and call my friend Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. Call 202-625-1221 today. That's 202-625-1221. Online at cornerstonefirst.com. That's cornerstonefirst.com.
655 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. We do traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. First on the fives from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. It's Art Andrews.
All right, Dan, thank you. Good morning to you. And very slow New York Avenue Northwest westbound, bumper to bumper between 17th and 18th. The outer loop of the Beltway from the American Legion Bridge to about 66 is very slow. That's 25 minutes your travel time. 18 minutes more than it would normally take you. The outer loop at Route 7 Leesburg Pike, a car fire blocking two left lanes. Police and the fire department on the scene. As far as Route 177 Mountain Road in Pasadena, Anne Arundel County is concerned. At Waterford Road, there's a crash. And the Gloucester Parkway at Loudoun County Parkway, a crash with police on the scene as well. As for mass transit, orange and blue lines, trains are single tracking between Foggy Bottom and Clarendon, and they're running every 24 minutes. And right now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, the gray sky and a few showers in our forecast for this morning. We'll continue to see that chance of showers this afternoon, 52. Tonight, becoming cloudy, 49. Tomorrow, very mild air, partly sunny, 74. Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine and highs in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigeon, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And right now it is 41 degrees in our nation's capital. Good morning and a good President's Day to you. My name is Dan Mandison for Vince Mary. Vince and Mary right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. By the way, you can always find out more about me on Twitter and Facebook, both at Dan Mandis Show. Got a lot of really interesting comments regarding a story that I mentioned earlier today. As schools are planning walkouts, students are planning walkouts all across the United States. I will get to some of those comments coming up after the news, right about 7:05 or so, right here on WMAL. Of course, we always talk about illegal immigration across America. We all know what happened with the plans for DACA and for the Dreamers last week here in Washington, D.C. Love these headlines, not so much. An illegal immigrant is now facing deportation after apparently crashing into an ambulance and killing a toddler. Now, we see these stories all the time. And one of the things that is always going to be frustrating to me is that there's always, because I'm a professional news watcher, you know what I mean? It's almost like a hazard of the job. And one of the things that always frustrates me is that when we talk about illegal immigration and when the media talks about dreamers and all of these other things, they always portray it a certain way. They always portray it as the traditional illegal immigrant is somebody that is just here trying to make it into America and doing whatever they can do to survive. And anybody who has any kind of other opinion regarding illegal immigrants, well, frankly, you're just uneducated and a racist. But there is another side to illegal immigration, and these are the stories that we sadly see all too often. And this guy is Jose Romero. He's 27 years old, and indeed, he is accused of slamming into an ambulance that overturned after being struck, killing this three-year-old boy in North Carolina. Now, this is a guy who is an unlicensed illegal immigrant. He allegedly crashed into the ambulance, and he has now been charged with a crime, driving while intoxicated, without a license, failing to reduce speeds in a deadly ambulance crash. It goes on and on and on. Oh, and by the way, guess what? He has also been deported, and he came back into America. That is another one of the narratives, sadly, that we see over and over again. Court documents showing that Romero had bloodshot eyes and glassy eyes as well, slurred speech, and was grossly impaired. And so, unfortunately, this is a story that we see all too often. And the illegal immigration story and the situation with the Dreamers will continue to be discussed right here in Washington, D.C. My name is Dan Mandis. This is 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Now, coming up next, a California Democrat and a Me Too activist. She is facing all kinds of nefarious allegations. That story straight ahead on Mornings on the Mall on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A group of teenagers in the D.C. area plans to gather outside the White House today, where 17 of them will lie down on the ground. Those 17 will represent, they say, the victims of last week's deadly shooting at a Florida high school. The purpose of their lie-in is to demand changes in federal gun laws. Meanwhile, authorities are investigating threats made on social media over the weekend, targeting two Northern Virginia middle schools, one each in Stafford County and Spotsylvania County. The social media post threatened shootings at T. Benton Gale Middle School in Fredericksburg and Thornburg Middle School in Spotsylvania Courthouse. President Trump heads back to Washington this afternoon after a weekend in Florida.
It was a weekend full of tweeting for the president here in West Palm Beach as he spent most of his days indoors because aides determined it would be bad optics if he went golfing so soon and so close to that deadly school shooting that happened last week. But we got to watch in real time as the president's anger grew over that intensifying Russia probe.
Correspondent Caitlin Collins. President Trump says he hopes that Oprah Winfrey does run for president in 2020 so that, quote, she can be exposed and defeated. In a late-night tweet last night, Mr. Trump said he had just watched Oprah on 60 Minutes last night. He said that her questions to a group of voters were, quote, biased and slanted, the facts incorrect. He said, again quoting, hope Oprah runs so she can be exposed and defeated just like all of the others. Now, two words that don't add up to fun for travelers, airport construction. Even so, Project Journey is getting underway today at Reagan National Airport.
Construction crews are ramping up operations at Reagan National Airport.
Most of the work will happen overnight.
Folks that happen to be driving by the terminal between midnight and 9 a.m. will experience some lane closures.
Rob Yingling with the Metro Washington Airports Authority.
We're going to be building a beautiful new concourse with 14 jet bridge gates.
The Project Journey construction at Reagan National is expected to continue through 2021. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Virginia lawmakers are trying to figure out how to deal with the growing problem of commuters who use residential roads to avoid highway backups.
On roads where you should be seeing kids riding bikes and playing ball, there are instead dozens of cars backed up during rush hours, says Virginia State Senator Scott Surivel.
There's a lot of problems with people cutting through neighborhoods, especially after the interstate backs up.
One bill was submitted only allowing locals to drive on some roads. Surivel tried a different approach, targeting apps like Google Maps and Waze.
The bill drafted doesn't take it off the map. It just means that the little purple line you're supposed to follow doesn't go over those roads.
It failed on a tight vote in Richmond.
A lot of legislators down here don't appreciate how horrible our traffic is in Northern Virginia.
He says he'll try again next year. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
In Richmond, a showdown is brewing between the Virginia House and Senate over Medicaid expansion. A House committee yesterday adopted a budget that reverses its longstanding opposition to Medicaid expansion. But a Senate committee later in the day adopted its own budget that does not include Medicaid expansion. On this President's Day, a celebration 286 years in the making will take place at Mount Vernon.
A wreath laying will take place today at the tomb of George Washington in honor of his 286th birthday. Mount Vernon State Spokeswoman Melissa Wood says there will also be music and a reenactment.
It's a great way to show what would have occurred in the 18th century. It's a lot of great history, and there may be a few cannon fires that go off as well.
Today's celebration is free and open to the public. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the markets are closed today for the holiday. The Dow opens tomorrow at 25,219, the Nasdaq at 72,39. Sports: Team LeBron beats Team Stefan in the NBA All-Star Game. College basketball: the Maryland women lose their second straight. NHL: the Caps are in Buffalo this afternoon. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. For years, I've been proudly telling people about the quality products we offer and about the talented and experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters who are ready to help you create that dream kitchen, bath, family room, or home office. But this time, I'd like you to hear what one of our customers has to say.
When I first heard of Cabinet Discounters, just the name itself kind of implied to me that they would look discounted. But once I walked into the showroom, I was really impressed with the selection and the quality of the cabinets. Working with Cabinet Discounters was very easy. In fact, I've used them again because I knew I could count on them to provide quality work.
Get a free consultation with an experienced designer. Call 1-800-THE-DREAM or visit CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.